Hello and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. Before we begin, I want to give a big warm hello to Mickey from Preston, Frankie from Calgary, Clover from Canada, Henry and Eddie from Australia, and Maddie from Austin, Texas. Oh, and a happy 9th birthday to Owen in Virginia. Thanks for joining the club, everyone. It's great to have you. Enjoy all your bonus episodes and all the ad-free listening. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Now, have you ever laid in bed worrying, letting little grumbly clouds fill your head? Well, there are certain little magical dolls that can help with that. Worry dolls are little tiny dolls, originally made in Guatemala in South America. They're teeny tiny and so simple you can make them yourself. But wow, they are powerful. All you have to do is tuck the little dolls under your pillow when you fall asleep. They will listen to your worries and help whisk them away as you sleep, so that when you wake up, you feel a little lighter. Tonight, I want to tell you about a certain worry doll named Sophia and how exactly she and her doll friends work every night to take away worries and turn them into something actually quite wonderful. This is The Secret of the Worry Dolls by Jane Thomas. Today's story is all about a very special little doll. You might have one already, and if not, you can bring one to life. All you need are some coloured threads and a few popsicle sticks, and if you don't have sticks, then an old pencil that's now too small to write with will do. Then, the magic will take over and do the rest. Because you are probably tucked up in bed listening to this story, you only need to imagine those coloured threads and those little bits of stick. Your imagination will work for now. Let's imagine you have a spool of red thread and you're winding it slowly, slowly around the base of the popsicle stick. Wind it around and around and around and around until you have quite covered a small part of the stick. Now let's imagine you have a spool of blue thread, and where the red thread stops, you're going to start winding the blue around and around and around and around. Now imagine taking some green thread and adding a stripe of that, and perhaps some yellow above that. Above the yellow, you're going to take a pen and add some eyes and a nose and even a smile. Now let's add a hat. Choose whichever colour you like best and imagine winding that thread around and around the popsicle stick, just above the eyes you've drawn. The little creature you've created is called a worry doll. And now you're going to imagine sliding your hand under your pillow and placing your worry doll safely there. Be sure to keep your head on the pillow so your worry doll stays where she needs to. And now, imagine yourself taking those coloured threads again and a new popsicle stick and making a second and a third and a fourth worry doll. Each one needs to be lined up neatly under your pillow. Can you see them there in their colourful skirts and colourful hats, with their smiling faces? They're all lying in place, holding hands, waiting for your worries to pour their way through the pillow and into their arms. Because this is the magic trick that worry dolls perform every single night all around the world for hundreds and thousands and millions of people. And what hardly anyone knows is what happens to those worries that are poured into the waiting arms. I'm going to tell you their secret and let you know how this magic trick really works. Sophia had been a worry doll for many, many years. Tonight she slips her way beneath Sierra's pillow, listening to the soft breathing of the little girl as she slowly falls asleep. Sierra turns this way and that, pointing her toes and itching her nose, trying her left side, then her right side, then her back, then her front, finding the single most comfortable position in her bed. Finally, Sophia feels Sierra curl up around her big old teddy bear, Arthur, and her breathing slows. Sophia hears her take a deep breath in, and finally, there's a deep breath out. One more deep breath in, and one more deep breath out, and Sophia knows that Sierra is asleep. She lies there, unmoving beneath Sierra's pillow, waiting for the worries to appear. As Sierra sinks deeper and deeper into her sleep, disappearing into a land of dreams, the worries slip away from her mind and into the soft warmth of the pillow. And from there, they gently float down into Sophia's waiting arms. The worries appear as tiny black clouds, each one a little more grumbly and gloomy than the last. One worry even appears with a tiny little rumble of thunder behind it, and Sophia takes each one and tucks them carefully into the bag she always carries. Once Sophia is completely sure that all the worries have worked their way through the pillow, she pulls the bag close to her chest and slips out from beneath the pillow. Sophia heads to the window of Sierra's bedroom and, lifting her colourful skirts very carefully, steps across the window ledge and out onto the railings. There are pots of bright red flowers hanging from the railings, and their scent fills the night sky. Sophia looks up to the stars twinkling above and sits herself down to wait for her ride for the night, putting the bag of Sierra's worries next to her. The little clouds move around in the bag, and the rumble of thunder is sometimes heard. Sophia even sees a tiny flash of lightning light up the bag at one point. She sits and counts the stars and breathes in the scent of the flowers. And just as she is wondering if she has time to fall asleep against the soft, mossy pillow she's found, her ride for the evening arrives. A barn owl sweeps through the skies, white wings and white face bright against the black of the night sky. Sophia sees dozens of other worry dolls already nestled on the barn owl's back, tucked into his feathers, and with their bags kept close to their sides. She climbs aboard and says hello to everyone there, settling down beside her friend Angela, who comes from the house next door, and every evening carries the worries of a little boy named Sebastian. Angela's bag is nearly empty tonight, Sophia notices, and she smiles to herself, glad that Sebastian has few worries to share today. If she wanted, Sophia could, of course, look into the bag and take each worry out and ask it what it was. But this isn't important for her. Worry dolls aren't there to decide how important a worry may or may not be, or to compare the worries with those of anyone else. They're just there to take them away, in this case, on the back of a barn owl. The owl flies silently through the night, swooping towards windowsills and doorsteps and rooftops and flowerpots and all the places where worry dolls sit and wait with their bags of dark, cloudy worries. When he has gathered the entire neighbourhood of dolls, he heads off towards the mountains in the distance. The mountains are deep purple against the black of the night sky. A small stream starts at the top and runs its way down the side, cascading down in waterfalls and parts that rush and parts where it slows so much it seems to stop moving altogether. During the day, people visit the mountain and walk up the path that winds around and around, crossing the stream 5 times with the help of little wooden bridges before they reach the very top. From the top of the mountain, the people feel as if they're looking out on the rest of the world. More mountains stretch off into the distance, some covered in trees, and others in heathers, and others in rocks that scatter this way and that. What nobody has ever noticed, because they have no idea it is there, is a very small door by the side of one of these 5 bridges. It's only a few inches high and looks exactly as if it should be there, just a bit of bark that's fallen from a tree sometime. But the owl lands as close to the door as he can in a clearing made just for this purpose, and the worry dolls take it in turns to slide one by one off his wings and down to the ground. Each carefully holds their bags, being sure not to let any of the black clouds and thunderclaps and lightning strikes fall out. And they head towards the tiny door, checking that nobody's around to see them. The door leads to a passageway that is lined with twinkling fairy lights. Sophia joins the line of worry dolls walking down the passageway, listening to the voices in the distance that grow louder and louder as she disappears further into the heart of the mountain. She walks slowly, as do all the worry dolls. These are the dolls that may carry the worries of the world, but they have none of their own. There is no rush to be somewhere, and so they take their time, always moving forwards, but at their own pace. Some dolls will pass by Sophia, and she will, in turn, pass others. None of them knows how many worries the others are carrying. None of them knows the weight of the little black clouds they have in their bags. And so, nobody worries whether they are first or last to enter the great chamber inside the mountain. Sophia walks into the chamber and sees the other hundreds and thousands and millions of tiny worry dolls, each dressed in their skirts of different coloured stripes and their hats of every colour of the rainbow, and each carrying a bag with them. The chamber is softly lit and has a warm, comforting glow. The ceiling is so far above that it disappears into blackness. In the centre of the chamber are rows and rows of tables, and Sophia approaches one that is empty, putting her bag down and looking at the doll who stands on the other side. This doll is a little different to Sophia, for she is dressed all in silver and gold, and she sparkles and shimmers with every move she makes. She smiles across at Sophia as she reaches into the bag and pulls out the first worry. The little black cloud, rumbling and twisting and turning in her hands. The doll holds it close to her chest and begins to rock back and forth, back and forth, just the way a mother would rock a restless baby to help them sleep. Slowly, slowly, the little black cloud stops its rumbling and twisting and turning, and it settles down. Then, slowly, slowly, the little black cloud begins to change shape as the doll in the silver and gold and sparkling and shimmering dress continues to rock it gently from side to side. It takes a few minutes for the transformation to happen, and by the time it's finished, the worry has been turned into a glorious, gorgeous red rose. Even though she's seen this happen 1,000 times before, Sophia still holds her breath for a moment, amazed by what she's seen. The doll in silver and gold gently places the rose on the table and reaches into the bag for another worry, doing the same thing as before, rocking it slowly, from side to side as it slowly transforms from an angry little black cloud that fights and fidgets and becomes a beautiful white lily. By the time she has finished transforming all of the worries, Sophia is left with a bouquet of flowers on the table, with roses and lilies, and complicated passion fruit flowers, and delicate daisies, and fluffy dandelions. All around Sophia, the tables are filled with flowers, and leaves, and buds, and petals. As the dolls dressed in silver and gold finish working their magic, the worry dolls gather up their flowers and put them carefully back into their bags. Sophia waits for Sebastian's worries to be transformed for her friend Angela, and together they head back towards the passageway that leads to the outside world. Soft music plays as they walk along beside the twinkling fairy lights, the sort of music that makes you think of the moon and the stars. And the two worry dolls walk hand in hand towards the little door that looks like nothing more than a broken piece of bark, and the barn owl who's been waiting for them to return. Sophia climbs carefully onto the owl's back, watching the wings fill with other worry dolls who carry bags bulging with flowers, and they fly off into the night, leaving behind the purple mountain and the stream that pours down the side and the path that winds around and around and the views from the top that seem to look out on the rest of the world. The owl lands in a garden and Sophia climbs down, wandering here and there as she chooses places to put her flowers. Many of the worry dolls have fluffy dandelions tonight, and they walk together towards a field, filling it with the little white clouds that will twinkle with dew when the sun rises in the morning. These are the fields that are filled with worries that are no longer. These are the fields where people can come and pick a fluffy dandelion and blow the little seeds off into the wind, releasing all that magic to float away across the world. The daisies are all placed together too, waiting for people to come along and make daisy chains to wrap around their hair and necklaces to hang around their necks and bracelets to tie around their wrists. Sophia is careful with the rose, brushing the petals gently so they form the perfect shape, wondering if this beautiful rose will be chosen by someone making a bouquet of flowers for a bride. She smiles as she thinks how wonderful it is that nobody knows. Nobody really knows that so many of the flowers in the world, of the leaves on the trees, of the petals and buds and stems and stalks, all come from the worries that had been magically taken away by her and the other worry dolls. And finally, her bag is empty, and it's time to return to Sierra's home. Sophia sits for a moment on the windowsill after the owl flies away, his broad wings sweeping gently up and down through the black of the night. Sophia looks up at the stars and breathes in the air, still sweetened by the red flowers at her feet. Finally, while the sky is still dark and before it becomes that deep blue that it will be just before the dawn, Sophia goes back into Sierra's room and tiptoes across to the pillow. She slides her way into the soft, cool space beneath it and listens to the little girl's breathing. Sierra has turned on her back now, but Arthur, the teddy bear, is still held to her side. Sophia curls up too, using her bag as a pillow as she settles down to sleep. Sierra, as with most people in the world, has never stopped to wonder how it is possible that she can go to sleep with worries racing through her mind and wake up to find them quite disappeared. She has never stopped to wonder if she is actually involved in the world's greatest magic trick every single night. She has never noticed the little black clouds slipping their way from her mind and through her pillow to be gathered by a waiting doll dressed in a skirt of red and blue and green and yellow. And she has no idea that the flowers by her windowsill were each, once upon a time, a worry that was spirited away on the back of an owl to a purple mountain, where it was hugged and soothed and calmed by a doll in silver and gold. Sierra has no idea that the next day, when she will head into the nearby field with her friends, that when she leans down and pulls a fluffy dandelion into her hand, that when she blows the seeds and watches them drift and float on the breeze, that she is releasing some magic into the world. Just as you will never see a worry as a little black cloud, rumbling and grumbling, you will probably never see a worry doll in her colourful skirt, holding her bag and disappearing on the back of an owl. But just because you can't see something doesn't make it impossible. Magicians do it all the time, after all. They make something happen, even when you're standing right there, looking and watching and trying to see what they're doing. Worry dolls are a magic trick that you are taking part in every single night, when you curl up in bed and fall asleep and pour your worries into your pillow. They are part of the world's way of saying you are being looked after and you are safe and you are loved. They are as real as the stars in the sky and the dreams in your heart. When you see a flower growing where it seems impossible for a flower to be, you will know that magic is out there.